happy to be here, and so far so good for the Warriors as they lead Chi High by a score of 2-0, 12-12 to go in the second period, but a major penalty for the Warriors, and right now on a 5-minute power play is Chi High. Warriors have killed off more than 3 minutes. There's a pass to the point. Chippo falls in the offensive zone. Now back on the left wing side. Shot and a save by Scalcucci. Julian Scalcucci, who is in net right now for the Warriors, getting his second varsity start. He has been solid so far. Stops that shot. We will recap what has been going on here in just a few moments. Get you up to speed on what is happening in this game. But 2-0, Wausau West with the lead over Chippewa Falls. Face off to the right of Scalcucci, drawn into the corner, whipped along the boards by the Warriors at the right point, chased down by Gus Thorpe for Chippewa Falls. Down to a minute 24 to go on the power play here for Chi High. Right faceoff circle. Poke checked away. Good stick work by Ethan Rohde. Kept in, but then cleared by the Warriors all the way down ice. Now Chippewa Falls will have to reset again in their own offensive zone. Puck is drawn in behind the cage. Chi High moves it to the right faceoff circle. Stick handle back to the point in Thorpe. Thorpe moves it right faceoff circle. Coming in, firing, shot is stopped. Rebound in front, trying to jump on his Scalcucci. Still loose in front. Now it comes loose, flipped in on net. Excuse me. I apologize for that, but that puck in a very dangerous area. And Julian Scalcucci finally able to freeze it, get the whistle, and the stoppage in play. Warriors scored just 11 seconds into the game, as it was Cooper DePoit scoring to give West a 1-0 lead. And then in the final seconds, with 14 seconds to go in the period, a power play goal for Brody Brimacombe. Brody Brimacombe right now in the box on a 10-minute misconduct and a 5-minute major, so he is out of action for a while for Wausau West. Now on the left-hand side, Chippewa Falls, thrown in front, deflected into the left corner. 40 seconds to go on the power play. Battle for the puck below the goal line. Trying to come in front, puck is chipped away. Kept in, however, at the point by Caden Svoboda. Now move to the right-hand side. There's a shot, save again. Firing it quickly for Chi High with Sam Hebert. But again, making the stop is Julian Scalcucci. Scalcucci so far tonight has stopped all 23 shots he has seen. In his first start, he stopped 44 of 45 in the victory at Wisconsin Rapids. But the Warriors trying to kill off a 5-minute major penalty. 27 seconds to go on that major on Brody Brimacombe. Win on the draw for Chippewa Falls. Left-hand side, Bovee. Bovee throws in front. Not able to get a stick on it was Jackson Holm. Now the puck in the right corner. Puck is poked away, and the Warriors cleared back to center ice. 14 seconds to go on the Chippewa Falls power play. Back into the zone. Now left faceoff circle, thrown in front. Stop is made, and then a rebound and a goal as grabbing it was Jackson Holm. Grabbed the rebound, backhanded it past Julian Scalcucci with 6 seconds to go on the 5-minute major, and that makes it a 2-1 game. Wausau West still with the lead. 6 minutes and 32 seconds the time of that power play goal for the Chi High Cardinals. So close to finishing off that power play and killing it off for the Warriors. But now it's a one-goal game. 25 shots on net now for Chi High, 16 for Wausau West. Still, it's 5-on-4 for 6 seconds. Win on the draw. Warriors back up ice. With it is Caden Boleyn. Boleyn has it knocked away. Boleyn behind the cage. Thrown in front. Cleared aside by Chi High. It was 7 and not 8. My mistake on that rebound. That was Mason Johnson with the goal for Chippewa Falls. Getting the assist on the play was Drew Bovee for Chi High. And it's now 2-1. So now back to 5-on-5 hockey. Face-off will occur in the Chippewa Falls zone. Warriors also had a penalty shot in that first period. We missed a lot, I have to say that much. The Warriors scored 11 seconds in, and the score was 14 seconds left in the first period. And in the middle, there was a penalty shot opportunity for Cooper DePoit, but he did not convert. Face-off to the right of the goaltender, Mick Marlowe. Warriors win the draw. Puck to the left face-off circle. Trying to dig it out for the Warriors. Thrown in front. Knocked away. That's Cade. Damrell, but now the puck is back to center. Dump back in. A little discombobulated yet after it's been a rather stressful last hour for us, but glad you stuck with us and hopefully you're still with us as Chippewa Falls will try to bring it out of their own zone. Puck deflects to center, picked up there by Carter Bovey. Bovey lost control of it, taken back by the Warriors. Trying to push it forward, Joe Gravine, but had it taken away. Now Chippewa Falls trying to get it back up ice, could not connect on the pass. Gravine then gives it away. Back into the zone, Carter Bovey, but a whistle and an offside will be called on Chippewa Falls. 9 minutes and 21 seconds to go in period number two, and the Warriors lead Chippewa Falls. Chippewa Falls ranked number 5 in the state. It is a 2-1 lead for Wausau West. Neutral zone faceoff coming up right below me. Faceoff is battle for. Still battle for near the dot. Picked up now by Chippewa Falls. Rolled in by Jackson Holm. And then taking no chances. Gloving it down. Holding on is Julian Scalcucci. And he'll take the faceoff in his own. Warriors come in 6-4 overall. They're 4-1 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Chippewa Falls is 6-2 overall, and they are undefeated, 4-0 in the Big Rivers Conference. Face-off, fought for, to the point, picked up by Wausau West. Warriors chase Crass at neutral. Crass into the zone, right wing side. Crass along the near side boards. Puck is fought for in front of the Wausau West student section. Coming over is Abuzahab trying to check... chip it loose, but now picked up. With it is Mason Johnson, up ice for Chippewa Falls. Drops it off. Puck at the point. Holding on to his home. Moves it left faceoff circle. Pass between the circle. Shot, save, rebound! And a save made! Oh, it looked like that was going to be a goal for the Cardinals, but Scalcucci coming up big. There was an initial stop by Julian Scalcucci, and then the rebound, looking like there was room on the right-hand side, but Scalcucci coming up big again for Wausau West. Held my breath and held my tongue there for a moment because I thought that puck was going to be at the back of the net. Scalcucci again, the freshman playing very well for Wausau West. Face off to the right of the freshman goaltender. Getting tossed from the circle for Chai High is Jackson LeMay. He'll be replaced by Andrew Johnson. Face off the near side boards. Puck is still battle for along the boards in the Wausau West zone, kept in deep by Chai High. Behind the cage, Tegan Rasmus. Rasmus moves it to the near side. Trying to get over is Jake Kane for the Warriors. Could not clear, kept in deep again by Chippewa Falls. Puck is rolled to the right-hand side. Tegan Rasmus playing the puck. Now chipped in deep again by Chai High. Pinching in left-hand side is Brett Krista. Krista moves it behind the net. Puck moved to the right corner. Lincoln Crawford fighting for it for the Warriors. Kept in deep again by Chippewa Falls. Warriors cannot get it out at this point. Behind the net for the Warriors is Xander DeBile. DeBile back to Rasmus. Rasmus along the boards to the point, but not out. Kept in at the right point again by Chippewa Falls. Puck is into the right corner. Deflected pass. Played now to the left-hand side by Krista. Krista along the boards. Krista takes the shot. Kicked aside easily by Scalcucci. Puck is now moved to the right-hand side at the goal line. Warriors just grab, clear, take the icing. Warriors needed that clear. With 7:48 to go in period number two. And Wausau West holding a 2-1 lead. Again, for those of you who are just joining us as we get finally on the air, again, West scored twice in the first period. Cooper DePoit at 11 seconds. And then Brody Brimacombe on the power play at 16:46. Chippewa Falls here in the second period. Mason Johnson with the power play goal. Puck is loose between the circles. Back to left point. Kept in. Caden Swoboda rolls it in behind the Wausau West net. Puck to the right corner below the goal line. Centering pass off the goaltender. Deflects back to the point. There's a shot. Glove hand save. Rebound! Cleared aside. Back to the left point. Again, Swoboda fires it. Wide of the cage. Left corner, kept in deep. Hovering around the net right now is Chippewa Falls. Behind the net, foils. He'll be knocked down back to the right point. Kept in again by Gus Thorpe. Thorpe gives it away. Puck is flipped out of the zone by the Warriors. Right now, a bit on their heels here in the second period are the Warriors. Back behind the cage, Caden Swoboda leaves it for a teammate. Now Chippewa Falls looking to break it up ice. Up to center, but knocked away. As grabbing it for a moment was Joel Gravine. But the puck is now taken back at their own blue line by the Cardinals. Chippewa Falls looking to break it up ice. And Swoboda trying to dump it in, gets deflected over the boards and out of play. So a neutral zone faceoff coming up with 6:52 to go in period number two, and a 2-1 lead for the Wausau West Warriors. Faceoff at center ice. Cooper DePoit will take the draw for the Warriors. Chase Kratz on his left, Aiden Abuzahab on his right. Faceoff is won by the Warriors. Puck ahead, chipped over the blue line by Cooper DePoit, and then rolled in. Warriors delayed offside. They'll clear the zone as Chippewa Falls gets it through center. Puck rolls all the way down ice, not able to connect on the long pass was Chai High, and it turns into an icing on the Cardinals. 28 shots on net for Chippewa Falls, 18 shots on net for the Warriors, but the numbers that count, Wausau West 2, Chippewa Falls 1. Face off to the left of goaltender Mick Marlowe in net for the Chai High Cardinals. Puck is battled for, Warriors have it. On the right-hand side for Wausau West, Drake Kuharski rolls it in behind the cage. Chase Kratz tries to center it, but not able to get there with Abuzahab between the circles. Back up to center, now comes Chippewa Falls. They'll roll it in deep. Comes in on net, covering it up is Julian Scalcucci, and now a face-off coming up in the offensive zone for Chippewa Falls. Face-off to the left of Julian Scalcucci. Cooper DePoit will step into the circle for the Warriors. Face-off is won by Chai High. Back to the point. There's a shot blocked. Getting it back for Chippewa Falls is Aber. Now another shot. Patsy, rebound. Another stop. And now finally, oh, Warriors do clear it to the point, but not out. Two more big stops by Scalcucci. Stick handle near the right face-off circle. Now deflects into the right corner. Aber moves it behind the cage. Fighting for it is Ethan Rohde. Rohde gives it back. Puck below the goal line, right-hand side. Grabbed by Brett Carlson. Carlson's pass knocked away. Kratz lost it. Kept in deep again by Chippewa Falls. Upper slot, there's a shot. Save is made. Puck deflects to the left-hand side. Jackson Holm had that shot attempt for Chippewa Falls. Now back up ice to DePoit. DePoit has a poke checked away at the blue line. Puck gets deep into the Chippewa Falls zone. Below the goal line, fighting forward is DePoit. Moving along the boards, picked up by Chai High. Back up ice, now come the Cardinals. Into the zone, right-hand side, Jackson Holm. Holm will chase it down behind the Wausau West cage. Moves it to the near side boards. Picked up by the Warriors, trying to get it out. Kept in for a moment by Chippewa Falls. Now the Warriors will just clear it all the way down ice and take the icing. 5:18 to go in the second period. Another defensive zone draw coming up for the Warriors as they lead this one by a score of 2-1. Next week, the Warriors will be participating in the showdown in Titletown. 3 games in 3 days. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, all in the afternoon. All in the afternoon, and all the games will be heard here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Win on the draw for Chippewa Falls, dumped into the right corner by Swoboda. Picked up behind the cage. Trying to move it for Wausau West, Tegan Rasmus. Rasmus goes down, hands it to the near side boards. Jake Hain trying to get it out, could not do so. In the deep left corner, played there by LeMay. LeMay goes back to center ice, could not connect on the pass, and Chippewa Falls has to reset at their own blue line. LeMay will now backhand it in deep. Puck goes in behind the cage of Scalcucci. Tegan Rasmus moves it to the far side corner. Now picked up by Xander DeBile. DeBile trying to give it off, but the Warriors again having trouble clearing the zone. Back to the point, kept in again by Chai High, but now a shot gets deflected back to neutral. Back in his own zone, Caden Swoboda for Chippewa Falls. And now his dumping attempt goes over the glass into the netting and out of play. Again, apologies as we had some significant technical issues that kept us off the air until early here in the second period. But 4:29 to go in the second and a 2-1 lead for the Wausau West Warriors. Face-off coming up at center ice. Caden Boleen will take the draw for West against Drew Bovey for Chippewa Falls. Boleen will win it and dump it in deep. Puck at the goal line. Played below the goal line by Sam Aber. Moves it to the far side boards. Now up to center. Possible 2-on-1 for Chippewa Falls. Into the zone. Right wing side. Right faceoff circle. Shot is blocked. Taking that shot was Bovey. Drew Bovey. Puck is still battled for in the deep right corner. Bovey now gets it back. Comes in front. There's a shot and a save made by Scalcucci. Big stop again for the freshman. At the point, Krista. Krista throws it to the near faceoff circle. Taken away by the Warriors. Scalcucci with a big stop as Bovey was able to come in right in front of the cage. Puck is in deep. Centering pass off the goalie. Upper slot. Shot is blocked. That was coming in from his defense position, Joe Gravine. The shot got blocked, and now the puck gets deflected over the glass into the Wausau West bench and out of play. 3:43 to go, second period. It's been a much better second period for Chippewa Falls. Warriors had a 2-0 lead after one. It's now 2-1, Warriors with the edge. Face-off coming up at neutral ice just outside the blue line in front of the Wausau West bench. Face-off is fought for, now rolled into the Chippewa Falls zone. Cardinals will play it. Up to center ice. With it is Brett Carlson. He'll chip it in deep. Scalcucci behind the cage will move it along the boards to the far side. Wausau West will now bring it up to center. Coming through center ice, but overskating it was Abuzaha. Taken back. Now into the zone. Oh, and a offside. And the Chippewa Falls fans to my left not happy because Jackson Holm was going to come in one on the goaltender, if not for that whistle. The folks who made the trek down Highway 29 tonight were not happy in the first period when we were not on the air. They felt like there were a couple of penalties called against their boys they didn't like, and now that was one that did not like. But it did look like from, again, my angle not perfect at center ice, but it did look like just ahead of the play was Jackson Holm. Puck in the left corner, Abuzaha. Abuzaha tries a centering pass, gets knocked down. Puck chipped in behind the Chippewa Falls cage. Now moved along the boards, and Chai-High up to center ice. Brett Carlson will roll it in deep. Chasing it down for the Warriors is Ethan Rohde. Puck in behind the cage, now to the far side corner. Getting there first is Mason Johnson. Johnson in a scrum in the deep right wing corner. Puck comes loose, played by the Warriors. Now Wausau West. Back up towards center, Aiden Abuzahab. Abuzahab fighting for the puck at neutral. Taken away by Chai High. Rolled back over the Wausau West blue line. Warriors reset in their own zone. Rohde. Rohde gets it ahead to Cooper DePoint. DePoint now into the zone. DePoint trying to get around the defender, could not do so, and the puck taken away. Chippewa Falls will reset in their own zone. Moved on the near side, grabbed by Ethan Foyles. Foyles up through center, could not connect on the pass, but getting a piece of it was Jackson Holm, so no icing on the play. Now Wausau West will try to break it back up ice at center. Played by the Warriors, not able to move it forward was Jake Haim. Puck bouncing around at center, now the Warriors just dump it in, goes off one of the referees. Does not go in deep, and now the puck back into the Wausau West zone. Back behind the cage, chasing it down is Drake Kuharski for the Warriors. Moved to Hain, and now up to center ice. Cooper to point, gets knocked down. Puck is battle for at the blue line. Now into the zone comes Lincoln Crawford. Crawford lost it right along the near side boards, and now a whistle and a stoppage in play with 1:50 to go in period number two. 2-1, Wausau West with the lead. Teams that are in the same Division I hockey sectional. So significance, despite being a non-conference game, big significance in terms of potential postseason seeding and potential home games when we get to February. Face-off near the dot, left of the goaltender, Marlowe. Win on the draw for Chippewa Falls. Back through center ice comes Brett Christa. Christa rolls it in, goes off a Warrior. It banged off Tegan Rasmus, deflected it on net, but seeing it all the way was Julian Scalcucci, so he'll cover it up. Good thing Julian was watching closely because that dump-in went off of Rasmus and then right in on net. But now a face-off to the right of Scalcucci. Pressing for the equalizer here in the second period is Chippewa Falls. Win on the draw, back to the point, Christa. Christa rolls it in deep. Puck is fought for, now deflected to the right wing corner. Damrell, K. Damrell trying to grab it, but instead taken by Jackson Holm. Holm back to the right point. Now moved near side. With it is Christa. Christa throws it on net. Right pad save made by Scalcucci. Puck along the near side boards. Still kept in by Chippewa Falls. Rolled in behind the cage. Grabbed by Drew Bovey. Bovey getting battled below the goal line with Tegan Rasmus. Bovey gets it back behind the net. Moves it on the near side. Now left faceoff circle. With it is Foyles. Foyles moves it to the right point, taken there by Aber. Aber throws it on net, but seeing it all the way was Julian Scalcucci. He'll glove it down, hold on, take the whistle, and the stoppage in play. 1 minute even to go in the second period. 33rd shot already for Chai High, but just one has got past Julian Scalcucci as the Warriors have a 2-1 lead. Face off to the left of Scalcucci. Face-off won by the Warriors. Now Wausau West, Chase Crass through center ice. Crass into the zone. Crass, right faceoff circle. Crass, a shot to save. Rebound! And it does not get in on net. And then hitting the far side pipe as he tried to bring that rebound down and score was Cooper DePoit. And the net gets knocked off its moorings. Crass made a nice move, got it to the right faceoff circle, fired it on net. Marlowe made the stop and deflected high into the air. Coming from the left-hand side was DePoit to try and poke it home. 49.2 seconds to go in period number two. Face off to the right of the Chi High netminder. Face off, battle for, and the Warriors will grab it. Chase Crass along the boards, but now Chippa falls back through center ice. Here comes Chi High into the zone. Puck is knocked away. Now the Warriors on the counter. With it is Joe Gravine, possible three on two. Gravine to the right-hand side, thrown in front, looking for a deflection that did not come. Warriors keeping it in. Crass. Crass fighting for the puck along the far side boards. Now puck is deflected back to the point. There's a shot deflected just wide of the near side pipe. Getting a stick on it was Caden Moline for the Warriors, just missing a few inches to the right. 12 seconds in the period, back up ice, now Chi High into the zone, come the Cardinals, left faceoff circle, shot gets deflected wide of the cage from Gus Thorpe. Puck in the deep left corner, centered in front, puck bouncing around, loved down by the Warriors, and that will do it for period number two. Wausau West with a 2-1 lead heading into the third. We will recap the scoring of this one, try to catch you up on everything that you missed while we were suffering through those technical difficulties here at Marathon Park. Wausau West 2, Chippewa Falls 1. Back in a few moments here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 at 1230.
What's your idea of fall fun? Maybe it's hitting the trails on a new ATV. Then it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Or if you're thinking of a UTV for hauling wood or hunting, or maybe just because it would make the tasks around your property so much easier, it's time to call CCU. ATVs, UTVs, utility tractors, and their attachments for care of your property. Whether you need it for fun or to get the job done, Clover Belt Credit Union is here to help with the great rate financing you want. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Thinking about a motorhome or maybe a snowplow for your ATV or utility tractor? Call CCU for great rate financing. And if you're thinking motorcycle, Clover Belt Credit Union has the financing you need for the bike you want. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Check it out. For vehicle loans, for mortgages, for financing fall fun, call Clover Belt Credit Union. That's CCU. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
If you're looking for your next ride, check out Mankey GMC in Schofield, formerly Fred Miller Automotive. Mankey GMC serves Schofield, Wausau, Marshfield, and Stevens Point with a huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Explore a range of top-notch SUVs like Acadia, Terrain, and Yukon, or choose from the rugged Sierra truck lineup, or even a certified pre-owned vehicle. No matter your dream vehicle awaits at Mankey GMC, 448 Grand Avenue in Schofield, and online at MankeyAuto.com. Mankey GMC in Schofield, where your journey begins.
Take your career to the next level with Graphic Packaging International. Work with a team to make Hot Pocket sleeves and the food trays you find at our local fair. Join the GPI team and experience the benefits of one of the highest paying manufacturers in the area, starting at almost $22.55 per hour. Enjoy job security, a clean facility, and an excellent benefits package, including a week of vacation after 4 months and 2 weeks after a year. Apply today at graphicpkg.com and elevate your career with Graphic Packaging.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Arena. We are at the end of two periods of hockey as the Wausau West Warriors lead the Chippewa Falls Cardinals by a score of 2-1. Again, going to keep saying it, but so sorry about our technical issues. We were not on the air for the first period and then the early part of period number two, but glad you could be with us here from Marathon Park. Looking back at the first period, the Warriors came out very quickly. 11 seconds into the game, Cooper DePoit would light the lamp. Assist went to Chase Crass and also to Aiden Abuzahab, and the Warriors had a 1-0 lead. And then it would stay 1-0 throughout the rest of the first period almost. During the first period, there was a penalty shot. There was a scrum in front of the Chippewa Falls net, and a penalty was called as a non-goaltender fell on the puck. So Cooper DePoit had an opportunity with the penalty shot midway through the first period, but was not able to convert, stayed 1-0. Then the Warriors on the power play at 16:46. Brody Brimacholm would score. Assist went to Crass, his second of the game, and also Cooper DePoit, and the Warriors had a 2-0 lead. In the first period, the Warriors put 16 shots on net compared to 10 for Chippewa Falls. But the second period was different. When is the last time, and I in fact cannot remember a time, when the Warriors were outshot 26-1 in a period? And that's what happened in the second period. Chippewa Falls had 26 shots on net. The Warriors had one, but freshman goaltender Julian Scalcucci was able to stop 25 of those 26 shots. The only goal came at the very end of a five-minute power play. Head contact for Brody Brimacholm put Brody in the box for 5 minutes, plus a 10-minute misconduct, and the Warriors almost killed it off, but with 6 seconds to go on the five-minute major, Chippewa Falls was able to score. Lighting the lamp was Mason Johnson for the Cardinals. Assist on the play went to Drew Bolvey. That occurred at 6:32 on the power play, made it 2-1. And Chippewa Falls continued to put the heat on the Warriors for the remainder of the period. And Julian Scalcucci came up big. Again, 26 shots on net for the Warriors, for the Cardinals in that period, and just one shot for the Wausau West Warriors. The Wausau West Hockey Booster Club is going to be bringing us the Wausau West Hockey Invitational coming up very, very soon. and the Wausau West Hockey Booster Club would like to thank their supporters, both for their support of the club and for their support of the upcoming Wausau West Hockey Invitational, which will feature four of the best teams in the state of Wisconsin. Sponsors include Brickner Motors of Little Chicago, also Crystal Finishing, the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Bartelt Insurance Services, McClone Finance, First Impressions Clifford, C.R. Meyer, and Rennis Health and Rehab Center. So again, thanks to those sponsors helping the Wausau West Hockey Booster Club and also helping support the Wausau West Hockey Invitational coming up in January. 2-1, Wausau West over Chi High. Warriors 2, Chippewa Falls 1. Third period coming up next here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media
Parents
app.
Of Class of 2024 seniors, graduation is a few months away. Do you know where your photos are? Melissa Sullivan of Picks and Pieces Photo and Digital Organizing can help. Mel is a professionally trained photo manager who can convert printed photos and outdated media to digital formats, consolidate and organize your digital photo collection, and create custom photo books, gifts, and slideshows. Preserve, organize, and share your priceless family memories today. Call Mel at 715-446-0762 or visit picksandpieces.com today to learn more. Again, that's P-I-X, the letter N, pieces.com.
Winter sports are here. Align your young athletes and yourself with health by scheduling an appointment with Dr. Sarah at Shine Chiropractic in Rim Mountain. Stay in the game with our comprehensive 3-point neurological exam, safe for the entire family. Don't let the daily grind keep you and your student athletes on the sidelines this year. Call Dr. Sarah at 715-298-5104. That's 715-298-5104 in Rim Mountain today.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West.
Big Time Hoops performances, plus the WIAA's Classification Committee hears appeals. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSNetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSNetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
Gay Electric Trempealeau took down defending Division IV state champion Luther 83-77 in a boys basketball game last Thursday as the Redhawks remain unbeaten. It was quite a night for GET senior Cody Schmitz, who scored 41 points with 15 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 steals. In the game, he went over 2,000 points for his career as he's averaging 33.8 points per contest so far this season. Wisconsin Lutheran remains undefeated after capturing the title at the 608 basketball tournament over the weekend. The Vikings downed Onalaska 77-61 on Friday as senior Duke recruit Con Knipple had a game-high 25 points, 13 rebounds, and 7 assists. On Saturday, against a very good Lakeville North team from Minnesota that features Wisconsin Badger commit Jack Robeson, Wisconsin Lutheran scored a 68-63 win as Knipple was a perfect 10-for-10 from the free throw line en route to 33 points. Last week, the WIAA's Classification Committee heard appeals from fall sports teams who met the tournament performance factor point threshold to be elevated a division next year. 24 of the 40 teams eligible to appeal did so, though just one was granted an appeal by the committee, the Wanewoc girls volleyball team. Get more information on the outcomes and responses from impacted schools at wisports.net. This has been a wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at wisports.net.
fan back here at the Marathon Park Ice Arena as we are nearly set for period number three of this non-conference matchup between the Wausau West Warriors and the Chippewa Falls Cardinals. Wausau West with a 2-1 lead. And again, just a dominant second period for Chippewa Falls. They put up 26 shots on net to just one for Wausau West. But again, terrific play from Julian Scalcucci, allowing just one goal in that period and keeping the Warriors up by one. Again, the goals for Wausau West, Brody Brimacholm on the power play late in the first period, and 11 seconds into the first period, Cooper DePoint. And right now we are waiting, it looks like, for Julian Scalcucci to come out. I don't see him at this point. Everybody else on the ice. The door is still open as towards the Wausau West locker room, but still waiting for the Wausau West goalie to make his appearance. 36 shots on net so far for Chippewa Falls, 19 for Wausau West. Saves in the game for Scalcucci. 17 saves for Mick Marlowe, the goaltender for Chi High. Again, the Warriors come in after a disappointing loss at Stevens Point, 5-2 on Thursday night. And now here comes Julian Scalcucci back. Not sure if there was an equipment issue, but he was the last person to finally come out, and he is ready to go. It will be 5-on-5 hockey to begin play in period number three. There's a face-off, and we are underway. Puck is taken by the Warriors on the near side. Aiden Abuzahab, he will dump it into. You would want to see the Warriors come out, put a little pressure on that they didn't do in period number two. Puck is now played off the near side boards by Chai High, but not able to connect. Puck is picked up at neutral by the Warriors and then dumped back in. Goes in behind the Chippewa Falls cage, moves to the far side boards. Now Chai High breaking it through center ice. With it is Jackson Holm. Holm throws in front, left faceoff circle, shot and a save. Looking behind is Scalcucci, and the puck is behind the cage. Puck is fought for in the deep right wing corner. Taking that shot for Chippewa Falls was Mason Johnson. Oh, there's a shot that goes wide of the cage. And again, pressure being shown by the Cardinals, but they could not keep it in. Puck is now played on the right-hand side by Johnson into the zone. Johnson works his way in front. Puck is taken away before he could get a shot off. Now Brody Brimacombe back out there after that 10-minute misconduct. Gets it ahead. Now crash over to DePoint. DePoint backhanded in front, looking for a deflection, but not able to get a stick on it was crash. Now Chippewa Falls back up to center. Puck will be rolled over the Wausau West blue line. Now puck in front. Oh, and whiffing on the shot was Evan Foyles. Good defensive play, putting the pressure on for the Warriors was Tegan Rasmus. Foyles, leading goal scorer for Chippewa Falls, gets it back. Now Foyles, who's at right faceoff circle, coming in front and goes right through the crease. Carter Bovey trying to cut in front of Scalcucci, and now the Warriors will bring it back up ice 2-on-3. Brody Brimacombe has the puck taken away as he got over the blue line, but there to help and dump it in deep was Hendrik Samuel. Puck now played on the right-hand side. Caden Moline. Moline had a poke checked away into the right corner. Pinching in and keeping it in deep is Brody Brimacombe. Puck in behind the cage. Now Chippewa Falls looking to break it out of their own zone. Evan Foyles through center. Now into the zone, right wing side. Foyles will dump it in deep, peel off on a line change. 15 minutes even to go. 2-1, Warriors with the lead. Now here comes Hendrik Stamro. Stamro over the red line, dumps it in deep. Puck to the near faceoff circle. Fight for the puck. Caden Moline could not control it. Picked up by Andrew Johnson. Johnson, 2-on-2 through center. Into the Wausau West zone. Takes the shot wide of the cage. Puck in behind the net. Centering pass. Puck is now picked up between the circles and over the crossbar from Ethan Foyles. Oh! A rebound came off the glass and it's poked home by Chai High, and they have tied up the game. The initial shot was up and over the crossbar, but it banged off the glass, came back to Ethan Foyles, and he's able to poke it home and make it 2-2 at 2 minutes and 27 seconds of the third period. Bit of a break that time for Chai High. That rebound, I think, surprised everybody in a gold jersey. So back to even, 2-2. Foyles took the initial shot. It banged off the glass, came right back to him. Sometimes those bounces go your way. Sometimes they don't. Now the Warriors, again, try to get some pressure on. Have not seen that since back at the end of the first period. Puck is played into the Chi-High zone, but taken back by the Cardinals, Mason Johnson. Johnson through center, crosses the red line, dumps it in deep. Scalcucci behind the cage will slow it down. Warriors, now with the puck is Joel Gravine. Gravine stick handles up the left-hand side, got it to center, but then loses it. Puck is taken back by Chippewa. Jackson Holm. Holm moves it right-hand side. Mason Johnson. Johnson could not control it. Puck does roll in deep. Now in behind the cage, Holm. Holm looking for room to maneuver. Now Holm to the near tight corner. Top of the right face-off circle. Deflected shot. Stopping it is Scalcucci. Not able to grab the rebound with Mason Johnson. Puck in behind the net. Trying to dig it out for the Warriors is Xander DeBile. Turned over and a shot from the top of the left faceoff circle, high and wide from Jackson Holm. Another shot from the right-hand side, deflected below the goal line. Again, pressure being shown by Chippewa Falls. Now out top, moved to the left-hand side, Gus Thorpe. Thorpe rolls it in behind the cage. Picked up finally by the Warriors. West trying to get it out. They're able to do so. Goes all the way down ice. Oh, playing it will be the Chi-High goalie trying to catch West on a line change. Here comes Chippewa Falls. Could have had the icing, but now into the zone, Drew Bovey, and now a whistle and a stoppage in play. Interesting strategy right there. Instead of taking the icing and the offensive zone faceoff, Chippewa Falls goaltender Mick Marlowe played the puck. He heard his coach say, play the puck, as they were trying to make sure to try and catch Wausau West on the line change. And it actually turns into a good play because taking a penalty on that rush up ice for West was Aiden Abuzahab. And with 13:07 to go in the third period, a power play will begin for Chippewa Falls. So now, in this 2-2 game, Chippewa Falls will have an opportunity to take their first lead. Puck is played by the Cardinals, tipped away. Cooper to Poit will clear it all the way down ice. Too many men on the ice. And again, that shows again that was a smart play by Chippewa Falls instead of taking the icing, forcing the Warriors into a penalty. A bad line change for West. Into the zone. There's a shot wide of the cage from Jackson LeMay. And now settling in the offensive zone is Chi-High. Puck played along the near side boards. Now centering pass. The puck is deflected. It's taken away by the Warriors. Crass and Chase Crass will clear it all the way down ice. Down to a minute 20 to go on the power play for Chippewa Falls. Puck moved to the near side board. Sam Hebert. Hebert gets it ahead. Brett Carlson. Carlson whiffs on the pass. Gives it away. And not able to take total advantage of it was Chase Crass. But taking seconds off this power play for Chippewa Falls. Trying to work his way up ice, Drew Bovey gets it into the zone. Right-hand side, the Evan Foyles. Foyles moves it to the left-hand side. And take it away. Here comes West. Two-on-two, Chase Crass. Crass into the offensive zone. Could not get it on the left-hand side to DePoint, who had some room to maneuver. But now here comes Chi-High on the counter. With it is Drew Bovey, and a whistle and an offside coming up on Chippewa Falls. 11:52 to go in the third period. 2-2 game. 40 shots on net for Chi-High, 20 shots on net for the Warriors. The Warriors outshot Chippewa Falls in the first period, 16-10, but since then have not been able to get much rubber on net. Face-off drawn off the far side boards, picked up by Drew Bovey. Stick handles back to his own blue line. Down to 35 seconds on the power play. Puck played off the boards by Bovey, gets it over the blue line. Now the puck cleared back to neutral by the Warriors. Delayed offside on Chippewa Falls. And now not able to get out of the zone was Mason Johnson. The puck hit him while he was still in the zone, and that will lead to the whistle and the stoppage in play. 25 seconds now on the power play. Not a lot accomplished so far in this man advantage for Chippewa Falls. Again, next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Warrior hockey from the showdown in Titletown. Big matchups. Taking on one of the top-ranked teams, if not the top-ranked team in the state, Edgewood. Also St. Mary Springs. But now here comes Chippewa Falls coming back in. Oh, bad bounce off the backboards, but able to grab it is Tegan Rasmus. And Rasmus will clear it all the way down ice. That should just about do it. 8 seconds on the power play. Chippewa Falls will grab. Moved along the near side boards. Nobody there for the Cardinals. Goes all the way down ice. in an icing on Chippewa Falls with 1 second to go on the power play. So now West will get an offensive zone faceoff as the penalty comes to an end. 11:08 to go in period number three in a 2-2 game. Again, the Warriors off till next Wednesday. They will be in the first game of that showdown in Titletown against St. Mary Springs next Wednesday. 12:30 faceoff will be on the air at 12:20 on Bull Falls Radio. Then on Thursday, Edgewood against West, again, 12:20 airtime. And then Friday, West will take on Middleton, another very good team, at 2:30 faceoff, 2:20 airtime. Warriors back to full strength, win on the draw. Joe Gravine throws in on net, but it is deflected to the near side boards. Bang back to center by Chippewa Falls. Now the puck is dumped in deep, goes in behind the cage. Left-hand side, Bovey will get there first. Drew Bovey drops in the corner. Fight for the puck. Capped in by Chippewa Falls. Dumped in behind the cage to the right wing corner. Evan Foyles will get there for Chippewa Falls. Gets knocked off the puck. Moves it in behind the cage. Now to the deep right corner again. Keeping control is Chippewa Falls. Puck is moved to the near faceoff circle. Thrown in front, deflected, but not on net. Brimacombe trying to get to the puck. Now the Warriors do get it out of the zone. Rolls all the way back to the Chippewa Falls end, and that'll be icing on Wausau West. So an offensive zone draw coming up for Chippewa Falls with 10:23 to go in period number three. But again, real quickly, those three games next week. Wednesday and Thursday from the showdown in Titletown, Warrior Hockey at 12:20 for the airtime, and then next Friday at 2:20. Three outstanding matchups from Cornerstone next week. Face-off is drawn into the corner. Warriors will pick it up. Now, Warriors break it up the center. Here comes Wausau West. Trying to chase it down is Lincoln Crawford, but could not quite get to it. Clear to the far side boards by the goaltender, Marlowe. And now a bad outlet pass by Chai High goes all the way down ice, and that will be an icing on Chippewa Falls. Not many soft touches on the schedule for the Wausau West Warriors, and definitely the team they're facing tonight is not one. This Chippewa Falls team, 4-0 in the Big Rivers Conference, 6-2 overall. Face-off will be to the left of their goaltender, Marlowe. Cooper DePoit taking the draw for West. Puck taken again by Chippewa Falls. Here comes Chai High into the zone. Jackson Holm. Holm to the right face-off circle, behind the cage. Stick handles to the left corner, still with the puck. Back to the point, Svoboda. Svoboda shot goes off the skate of Aiden Abuzahab into the right corner. Now behind the cage for the Warriors, Drake Kuharski. Now the Warriors trying to break it up quickly, but the puck taken right back at neutral. Bouncing around and finally picked up by Brett Carlson. Pass up the center, taken away by the Warriors. Puck still bouncing around at neutral, but here comes again Jackson Holm. Holm gives it off to Mason Johnson. Left faceoff circle, not able to get the shot off, was Holm. Puck fought along the boards. Dumped in behind the cage to the right wing corner. Still deep in the Wausau West end of the rink. Puck is now centered in front. Knocked away by Kuharski nicely. And the Warriors get it back but cannot get it out on the first attempt. And now finally the Warriors do get it to center. Two on two. Chase Kras into the zone. Kras a shot. Sticked aside by the goalie Marlowe. Near side boards. Kras will chase it down. No pun intended. Battle for the puck right along the boards. Picked up now by Chippewa Falls and Caden Svoboda. Svoboda's pass. Capped in by the Warriors for a moment, but then cleared out by Brett Carlson. Puck is still battled for in front of the Chippewa Falls bench. Puck is played up off the near side boards by the Cardinals. At his own blue line, Teagan Rasmus. Rasmus gives it to DePoit. DePoit through center. DePoit into the zone. DePoit to the right faceoff circle. DePoit throws it in front. Deflected away by Chai High to the far corner. And now the puck will be cleared all the way down ice, and that'll be icing on Chai High. 1 second past the midway point of period number three. 8 minutes and 29 seconds remaining. 2-2. Again, the Warriors scored twice in the first period. Chippewa Falls scored once in the second and once here in the third. And a penalty on the board on Cooper DePoit. So wipe away the icing. Instead, a penalty on DePoit. And a power play coming up for Chippewa Falls. Face off in the Wausau West zone. Warriors killed off a power play just a few minutes ago, and now another power play chance for Chai High. High sticking on DePoit. At the point, Gus Thorpe moves it left face off circle. Back to Thorpe, upper slot. One timer and a goal. Wait a second. Did the net come off? Yeah, the referee is waving. It was a one-timer from the top of the near faceoff circle by Mason Johnson, and it looks like the net was off its moorings before the puck got to the goal. And it was knocked off by a Chai High player, so the faceoff is coming outside the zone. There's a break for the Warriors. That was set up beautifully for the one-timer for Mason Johnson at the top of the right faceoff circle, but no goal. 1:43 to go on the power play for Chippewa Falls. The Warriors win the draw and clear it all the way down ice. In behind the cage, Drew Bovey. Bovey, stick handles, moves it up the left-hand side. Played off the near side boards. Chasing it down is Mason Johnson. Johnson into the zone. Johnson turns the corner, centers it. Puck is knocked away. Back behind the cage. Moved to the left-hand side, Drew Bovey. Bovey still with the puck. Bovey now to the center of the rink. At the right point, Mason Johnson. Now Thorpe. Thorpe, left faceoff circle. Shot, save made. Rebound in behind the cage. Behind the net with it is Jackson Holm. Holm back to the left point and Thorpe. Thorpe moves it near side. Johnson. Johnson does a 360. Moves it left-hand side. With it is Drew Bovey. Back to Thorpe. Right faceoff circle. Give and go. Shot, save. And the net again off its moorings. Some quick puck movement by Chippewa Falls. Big stop by Scalcucci as he split. He knocked the net off with 55 seconds to go. Made the stop and then had the net come off as well. 55 seconds on the power play. 7:24 to go in the third period. Still a 2-2 game. Face off to the right of Scalcucci. Win on the draw. There's a shot. Gets blocked. Boy, again, that was a dangerous area. Brett Carlson grabbed it. Back to the point. Sam Hebert moves it left-hand side to Svoboda. Svoboda rolls it in deep. Goes to the right-wing corner. Trying to get there first is Joe Gravine. Gravine could not clear it. Kept in deep. Puck in the left corner. Carter Bovey trying to chase it down. Carter Bovey moves it behind the cage. Deflects to the right corner with 30 seconds on the power play. At the right point, Hebert. Hebert, upper side. There's a shot wide of the cage. Firing quickly was Ethan Foyles, who got the game tying goal earlier in this period. Now the Warriors trying to clear it, unable to do so. Puck is back at the right point. Now moved left-hand side. There's a shot and a save and held on to by Scalcucci. And somebody that we see out there right now for the Warriors that we have not seen all season, Ray Reinick. Reinick is back, at least on the penalty kills here tonight. Talking to the coach in the pregame, Ray Reinick, who's been out with that ankle injury suffered during football, he is back out there, part of the penalty kill unit to begin with. But it's great to see Reinick back in action here for the Warriors. Down to 9 seconds on the power play. Puck moved along the far side boards, but not out. Svoboda. Svoboda moves it near side. Gus Thorpe. Thorpe a shot. Save made again by Julian Scalcucci as the penalty comes to an end. Scalcucci holds on, and we're back to 5-on-5 hockey. 43rd shot of the game for the Chippewa Falls Cardinals. 41 saves made by freshman goalie Julian Scalcucci. He was great against Rapids. And oh, win on the draw, shot and a save. Rebound goes to the left corner. Win on the draw and a good opportunity quickly for Chai High. Kept in by Drew Bovey. Moves it right faceoff circle. Thorpe a shot. Save again and held on to again by Julian Scalcucci. Boy, Scalcucci continues to be peppered. He made 44 saves on 45 shots in that win at Rapids a couple of weeks back. His first varsity start since then, and again, he's been very, very good for the Warriors. Face off to the left of Scalcucci with 6:17 to go. Face off, won by the Warriors, and Cooper DePoit gets it up to center. Now Chase Crass. Crass over the blue line, but then taken right back by Gus Thorpe. Thorpe moves it on the left-hand side. It goes to center ice. Puck played off the boards and dumped in deep by the Warriors. Going back to play it is Cadence Svoboda for Chai High. Now Chippewa Falls back through center, Mason Johnson. Johnson moves it left faceoff circle, shot and a save again. Loving it down on that fire from the left faceoff circle by Jackson Holm was Julian Scalcucci. 5:50 to go, still 2-2 game. Again, if you joined us late because of our technical issues, apologize for that. The Warriors scored twice while we were not on the air in the first period. A goal in the second period, now a goal in the third. Now the Warriors, a long pass, but not able to control it. Was Cooper to point. To point almost had an opportunity, just not able to control it. Back to the point, Ethan Roney, a shot, and looking for the deflection in front, which Kras got through, and then the right pad stuck out by goalie Mick Marlowe. Back up ice, Jackson Holm into the zone. Holm fires it. Did it go in? No, it did not. It may have gone off the pipe. Oh, it looked like it got Pascal Cucci. And then the Warriors ice it. Oh, a big fire from Jackson Holm. And waving at it was Julian Scalcucci, but he got able to keep it 2-2 with 5:16 to go. Face off to the left of the Wausau West goalie. Face off near the dot, still near the dot. Battle for Warriors trying to move it, unable to do so. In the right corner, thrown in front, but nobody there for Chai High. Picked up by Hendrix Damrell. Gets it ahead towards Brimacombe, but Brody could not handle it. Now back up ice comes Chippewa Falls. Andrew Johnson rolls it into the right corner. Warriors trying to chase it down. Boy, just a step behind. Now back to the point. There's a shot. Save. Bobbled. Held on to by Scalcucci. Firing it from the blue line was defenseman Sam Hebert. Able to see it. Smother it. Hold on is Scalcucci. 46 shot on net for Chai High. 4:49 to go in the third. Still 2-2. Well, we have not seen overtime yet this season for the Warriors, but 4:49 away from a potential extra session. But still plenty of time for both these teams to get a potential game winner. Drawn into the left corner. Joe Gravine gives it away. Left corner. Bovey. That's Drew Bovey. Bovey has it knocked away by Gravine. Gravine to chase Kras. Kras up the center. Kras will roll it into the zone. Now try and chase it down. Kras gets there below the goal line. Kras behind the cage. Gets checked off the puck. Now played by Chai High. Flipped up the center. Warriors. Grant Winsenson gives it away. Evan Foyles then has it taken right back. Have to be careful with the puck right now. Now the Warriors trying to chop at it. Winsenson trying to grab it. Now Chase Kras will dump it in on net. Stick to side easily by Marlowe, and the Warriors in the midst of a line change. Pass ahead. Right-hand side, Evan Foyles. Foyles will roll it in deep. Puck to the right-hand side. Grant Winsenson will pick it for the Warriors. Moves it to the far side boards. Not able to get it out is West, but now losing control of it to center ice with Carter Bovey for Chippewa Falls. But now the Cardinals get it back at neutral. Puck off the near side boards, dumped in deep by Evan Foyles. He'll peel off on a line change. 3:40 to go, 2-2 game. Warriors could not get the outlet pass. Taken back by Brett Krista from center ice, dumps it in on net end. Taking no chances, covering it up, and taking the whistle and stoppage is Julian Scalcucci for the Warriors. Warriors just have not been able to put much pressure on Mick Marlowe since that first period. Warriors came out quickly, took the lead, but since then, all the pressure has been in front of goalie Julian Scalcucci for the Warriors. Went on the draw, and a shot attempt gets blocked to the far side boards for Brett Carlson. Tapped in it by Carlson on the left-hand side. Rolls it in behind the cage. Pressure being put on. Rohde trying to grab it. Ethan Rohde still fighting for it. Brimacombe there as well for West. Brimacombe has the puck, gets it up the center. Now Brody Brimacombe. Brimacombe into the zone. Brimacombe got double teamed and lost the puck, but it does go in deep. Behind the cage, Brett Krista for Chippewa Falls. Krista gets it up the center. Puck now rolls into the Wausau West zone. Played by the Warriors and Kuharski. Now up to center ice. Puck rolls over the blue line. Getting there first is Krista for Chai High. Plays it off to Mason Johnson. Now into the zone. Here comes Chai High. Shot goes wide of the cage from Carlson. Left-hand side, Mason Johnson could not keep it in. Delayed offside on Chai High. They will clear the zone. Now the Warriors will try to break it up ice as Chai High makes a line change. Pass goes off the skate of Abuzahab into the Chippewa Falls zone. Abuzahab knocked it away but picked up by Chippewa Falls. Drew Bovey now into the offensive zone, right wing side. Thrown in front. There's a shot and a goal. Carter Bovey right in front. About 3 feet in front of Scalcucci, nothing the freshman could do. And with 2:21 to go in the third, Chippewa Falls takes a 3-2 lead. Yeah, 14 minutes and 39 seconds the time of that goal. even strength for Chi High. So Carter Bolvey, Drew Bolvey will get an assist, at least one assist on that play. We'll see on the official scoring if there's another assist as well.
Triple Falls number six, Carter Bolvey, assist by number nine, Evan Boyles.
Now back up ice comes Chi High. Shot attempt is whiffed, and now the Warriors get it back. Pass goes off the stick of Chase Crass. Warriors trying to gain control at neutral. And now a penalty coming up on Chippewa Falls. And with 1:58 to go in the third, the Warriors will get a chance on the power play to try to get the equalizer. And now, of course, as well as the power play, at some point you would think that Julian Scalcucci would be coming off for an extra attacker as well. 3-2 Chippewa Falls. First time tonight the Warriors are down, but now a power play chance for the Warriors. And now Coach B.J. Brandt will take his timeout. Timeout Wausau West. We'll come right back. This is Warrior Hockey on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 225548 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum. For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
The penalty on Chippewa Falls and number nine, Evan Foyles, 5-minute major for checking from behind. What that means is if the Warriors score here in this final minute 58, they will have a power play into overtime for the first 3:02. So now a chance here for the Warriors. Drawn, won by Chippewa Falls, whipped along the boards and out of the zone. Puck goes all the way back behind the Wausau West cage. Caden Boleyn grabs it with 1:47 to go. 3-2, Chippewa Falls. Now Boleyn will bring it up through center. Had to poke checked away. Here comes a breakaway. One on the goalie, Jackson Holm. Holm, a shot and a goal. Jackson Holm poked it away, grabbed it, came one on the goaltender. A shorthanded goal with 1:37 to go, and it's now 4-2. 15 minutes and 23 seconds the time of that shorty for Holm. Still a power play for West, still a minute 37 to go. They try to get something going here. Puck is cleared back to center by Chippewa Falls.
Going to short-handed goal, number eight, Chippewa Falls, Jackson Holm.
Back through center ice, now comes Cooper DePoit. DePoit into the zone, left wing side. DePoit chasing it down below the goal line, left wing. Puck is still battle for it in the corner. Now coming over to grab it is Caden Boleyn. Boleyn hands it off to Brimacombe. Brimacombe, tough angle shot, wide of the cage, and the rebound deflects out of the zone. 1 minute to go, empty net now for the Warriors. Extra attacker, 6-on-4. Warriors now up ice, with it is DePoit. DePoit into the zone. DePoit moves it left-hand side. Kay Damro throws it in front, gets deflected wide. Chase Crass trying to keep it in, unable to do so. Played back at his own blue line, now by the Warriors and Boleyn. Boleyn moves it forward. Now Hendricks Damro. Damro's pass taken away. Turning, firing is Drew Bolvey towards the empty net. Goes wide, but no icing because Chippewa Falls is shorthanded. 28 seconds left. Back up ice comes Caden Boleyn. Boleyn into the zone. Boleyn to the left-hand side. Boleyn thrown in front, deflected. Now Cooper DePoit moves it right faceoff circle. There's a oh, it's actually a pass to the left-hand side. Does not connect. Picked up by Bovey. Deflected away. Kept in by the Warriors. And now thrown in front. And looking for the deflection was Brimacombe, but could not get a piece of it. He goes into the net and knocks the net off its moorings. 7.5 seconds on the clock. The face-off, let's see where they're going to bring it. I think it's coming outside the zone. Did the Warriors knock the net off? Yep. So what was a very encouraging start tonight for the Warriors turns into a rough finish. Chippewa Falls will take the trip home tonight with a well-earned victory. Face-off is drawn all the way back into the Wausau West zone. Final seconds will tick off, and this game will come to an end. Three-goal third period for Chippewa Falls as they come from behind tonight to defeat the Wausau West Warriors by a score of 4-2. We'll come back, look at the scoring, have our post-game, get a chance to talk to the head coach of the Warriors, B.J. Brandt, coming up next. Again, 4-2, Chippewa Falls over Wausau West. Back in a few moments here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
What's your idea of fall fun?
Maybe it's hitting the trails on a new ATV. Then it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Or if you're thinking of a UTV for hauling wood or hunting, or maybe just because it would make the tasks around your property so much easier, it's time to call CCU. ATVs, UTVs, utility tractors, and their attachments for care of your property. Whether you need it for fun or to get the job done, Clover Belt Credit Union is here to help with the great rate financing you want. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Thinking about a motorhome or maybe a snow plow for your ATV or utility tractor? Call CCU for great rate financing. And if you're thinking motorcycle, Clover Belt Credit Union has the financing you need for the bike you want. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Check it out. For vehicle loans, for mortgages, for financing fall fun, call Clover Belt Credit Union. That's CCU. Local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong.
Take your career to the next level with Graphic Packaging International. Work with a team to make hot pocket sleeves and the food trays you find at our local fair. Join the GPI team and experience the benefits of one of the highest paying manufacturers in the area, starting at almost $22.55 per hour. Enjoy job security, a clean facility, and an excellent benefits package, including a week of vacation after 4 months and 2 weeks after a year. Apply today at graphicpkg.com and elevate your career with Graphic Packaging.
If you're looking for your next ride, check out Mankey GMC in Schofield, formerly Fred Miller Automotive. Mankey GMC serves Schofield, Wausau, Marshfield, and Stevens Point with a huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Explore a range of top-notch SUVs like Acadia, Terrain, and Yukon, or choose from the rugged Sierra truck lineup, or even a certified pre-owned vehicle. No matter your dream vehicle awaits at Mankey GMC, 448 Grand Avenue in Schofield, and online at MankeyAuto.com. Mankey GMC in Schofield, where your journey begins.
Parents of Class of 2024 seniors, graduation is a few months away. Do you know where your photos are? Melissa Sullivan of Picks and Pieces Photo and Digital Organizing can help. Mel is a professionally trained photo manager who can convert printed photos and outdated media to digital formats, consolidate and organize your digital photo collection, and create custom photo books, gifts, and slideshows. Preserve, organize, and share your priceless family memories today. Call Mel at 715-446-0762 or visit picksandpieces.com today to learn more. Again, that's P-I-X, the letter N, pieces.com.
Winter sports are here. Align your young athletes and yourself with health by scheduling an appointment with Dr. Sarah at Shine Chiropractic in Rim Mountain. Stay in the game with our comprehensive 3-point neurological exam, safe for the entire family. Don't let the daily grind keep you and your student athletes on the sidelines this year. Call Dr. Sarah at 715-298-5104. That's 715-298-5104 in Rim Mountain today.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West. Chad Holmes again from Marathon Park in Wausau, where the Wausau West hockey team got off to a very good start, but saw Chippewa Falls come from behind, erase a 2-0 deficit after one, and win 4-2. We'll get a chance to talk to head coach B.J. Brandt coming up in just a few minutes, but first let's take a look at the scoring of this one. Warriors got on the board quickly, very quickly. In fact, 11 seconds into the game, it was Cooper DePoit lighting the lamp. Assists went to Chase Crass and Eden Abuzahab, and the Warriors had a 1-0 lead. Warriors had some chances in that first period to extend it even further. They had a penalty shot. They had a 5-on-3 power play, not able to take advantage. They did take advantage on a power play in the waning moments of the first period, as scoring with 14 seconds to go at 16:46 was Brody Brimacombe. Assists on the play went again to Chase Crass along with Cooper DePoit, and the Warriors had a 2-0 lead at the end of one. In that first period, the Warriors had a big, had a significant edge, a 16-10 edge in shots on net. But the rest of the way, in terms of the pressure, it was pretty much all Chippewa Falls. In the second period, Chi High got on the board at 6:32 at the very end of a 5-minute power play. 6 seconds to go in the 5-minute major when they lit the lamp, getting the goal for the Cardinals was Mason Johnson. Assists went to Drew Bovey, and it was a 2-1 game. In the second period, 26 shots on net for Chippewa Falls, just one shot on net for the Wausau West Warriors. Julian Scalcucci did a big yeoman's job to keep the Warriors ahead. Chippewa Falls then would even things up at 2:27 of the third period. A bit of a break. A shot attempt from Ethan Foyles went over the crossbar off the glass but rebounded right to him, and he was able to poke it past Scalcucci and tie it up at 2-2, unassisted for Ethan Foyles. And then it would stay that way to the waning moments of the game. At 14 minutes and 39 seconds, a rush up ice for Chi High led to a great opportunity right in front of the net. Yeah, scoring from about 3 feet in front was Carter Bovey. Assist went to Evan Foyles. 14:39, that would make it 3-2 Chippewa Falls. But with 1:58 to go in regulation, the Warriors had an opportunity because taking a 5-minute major for checking from behind was Ethan Foyles of Chippewa Falls. So the Warriors had the major with 1:58 to go. That meant if they could score once, they would still be able to keep that power play, perhaps not only tie it, but even win the hockey game. But early on in the 5-on-4, the puck was poked away at neutral ice by Chippewa Falls' Jackson Holm. He came in one on the goaltender, and he was able to finish it. Go past Julian Scalcucci. Short-handed goal for Jackson Holm at 15:23 would make it 4-2, and that would be it. The final score, 4-2. Julian Scalcucci, 44 saves tonight. Terrific job by the freshman. He did his part to keep the Warriors in this game. For the Chi High Cardinals, Mick Marlowe finished with 23 saves on 25 shots. So the Warriors with the loss, they drop to 6-5 on the season. They are off now until next Wednesday. As I said, next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, December 27th, 28th, and 29th, the Warriors will compete in the Showdown in Titletown tournament. And again, great competition at that event. On Wednesday of next week, Wausau West will take on St. Mary Springs, 12:30 faceoff, 12:20 airtime here on Bull Falls Radio. On Thursday, the Warriors will play Edgewood. Edgewood, one of the top teams in the state so far this season, maybe even the number one team with the early going. 12:30 faceoff, 12:20 again for the pregame. And then on Friday, the Warriors will finish up the showdown against Middleton, another terrific team from the southern part of the state. 2:30 faceoff, 2:20 for the faceoff for the pregame. So again, all three of those games next week, against St. Mary Springs, against Edgewood, and against Middleton from the showdown in Titletown at Cornerstone. All three of those games will be broadcast live on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. and on the Civic Media app. Joined now by the coach of the Wausau West Warriors, B.J. Branton. I got to be open with you here to start off because I didn't get on the air until early in the second period. I had some technical problems, and you were doing pretty well until I got on the air.
I don't think that was it, Chad.
But got off to a fast start, but boy, the last two periods, you just you can't be on the ropes all the time, can you?
Well, we got away from the things that we did well in the first period. We were on the front foot. We got pucks low. We were able to work down low. We made simple decisions. Like the first goal, there wasn't a single stick handle. It was win the draw, go D to D, win to wing, go to this guy, bank it off the goalie, shot in the goal. Like, it was those tiny little simple things that led to that goal. But ultimately, Chad, this came down to special teams. Again, like it came down to special teams. We needed to kill the major. We didn't kill it. We need to score in the power play. We did one time, but when you have six, seven, eight opportunities, right, one is not good enough. And as I told those guys, like we're a group of great potential, and right now we need to make sure that we live up to our potential and execute at our potential. Chippewa Falls is a great team. Their forwards were dynamic. They put pucks behind us and made us do some things that we were uncomfortable with. So, like I told them, I said, we got another great set of film that we can learn from and get better, because that team made us better today. We just ended up on the wrong side of the scoreboard.
Is it a case as well where you come out in the first period, do, a number of good things, and when a good hockey team like Chippewa Falls, it's off to a bit of a slower start, they're going to come back at you. Did you come I don't know how to really put this. Do you feel like your team didn't come back at them at the level that they should have, especially in the second period where it was just so one-sided?
Yeah, I mean, the major in the second really tired us out, because when you start diving into special teams, your depth shows. And when you have to kill that long, it really gets your guys tired, because it's – especially in the second period, because if you don't clear 200 feet – you can't change. And I think in that major power play, we only cleared it 200 feet twice. A couple times they caught it at center ice. We just didn't do the detail to get us to change. And that tires you out a little bit. And when we had the power play right at the end there, and you know, it was a fluky second goal. Like, it bounces off the glass and then off Julian and in. The third goal, like, Coop actually picked the puck, and they hit his stick, and it ended up going right to their player. Right. So that's the third goal. But then we still have an opportunity. We had a chance to execute, and we didn't execute. And that's what it comes down to. One of the things that we talked about all year long is we're going to have to execute in moments. And right now we're close, but we're not there yet.
And the type of game, a lot of penalties, a heavy game, I would say it again. Mm-hmm. And you got to – I think you guys probably kind of know that. That's the kind of way that these teams are coming at you right now, aren't they?
Well, that's the one way to play against us right now. And teams have found a way to wear us out a little bit. And honestly, I don't think they physically wear us out. I think we get worn out between the ears a little bit. And we've got to work on some of our mental toughness and our ability to respond, because we didn't do that. And that'll be something when we're immature and we're young, like, that's going to take time to develop. We need these things to build. You know, that's a really good hockey team that we played really well against for 45-ish minutes out of 51, and we just got to make sure that we're better for the whole entirety. And it doesn't get any easier, Chad. Like, we go over to Green Bay now, and we got some days off. We have a 3-on-3 tournament with the guys, which will be fun on Friday. Get to enjoy the holidays and go to Green Bay and play some really good opponents.
What about your goaltender?
I thought Julian played really well tonight. You know, you look at that first goal, he made the save, they banged the rebound in. They hit the pipes a couple of times, which means he was in the perfect spot, just like every goalie. You know, the second one was so fluky, it almost looked like he wanted to catch it, and then it bounced off him and went in. And then when you give up two breakaways, we had a penalty shot. We had a penalty shot in the game. And
5-on-3 in the first period.
5-on-3 for over 2 minutes, and we didn't score. You know, I talked to a lot of coaches, one being my brother. He's like, basically, if you don't score on a 5-on-3 during the game, you're going to have a hard time winning. And we had over 2 minutes of 5-on-3. Yeah. And I would say didn't have a ton of point-blank chances. And that's where the immaturity comes in. We get too trigger-happy a little bit in terms of wanting to shoot, and we're unwilling to make the extra play to get the guy wide open for the tap-in. So, you know, credit to Chippewa. They're a really good team. But I hope our guys are starting to see it, that we are too. We just got to clean some things up.
And I guess finally, as you said, next week now we got 8 days between games. And you always talk about this. You talk about, you know, going back to, you know, back when you were playing for Pete and what he did over the years. It's about, again, getting better as the season goes on. But and that has to start with your guys in the locker room. And you say it. You're looking at a lot of film. Do you feel like at this point they are starting to digest it a little bit? Because, again, looking at, you would love to win this hockey game. You love to win all these hockey games. But you've said this to me so many times. It's about making those steps to be a dangerous hockey team when we get to January and February. How do you feel about the way that the guys are digesting some of the things that you've talked about that you've been learning over each of these games? Because you are learning because of the type of teams that you're playing.
Well, if you look at how we played in the D-zone tonight, we were much tougher to play against. We were blocking shots. We were physical. We were tough. We just struggled breaking the puck out once we got it. You look at my big thing tonight was when the puck transitioned, we got to transition with our feet. We were better. We're still not great at it yet, but we were better. So, like, we're picking up guys in different layers in the offense or in the defensive zone as we track back. So we're getting better. Now it's just a matter of putting it all together. You know, I think today's athlete needs to see things, and the film allows us to see some things that maybe, you know, as a coach, I saw one thing, they saw one thing, and it's good to get that dialogue going to see what they saw. But yeah, I think these games, man. There's a reason we play this. Yeah. There's a reason we do this. And right now, we're just not good enough at the details. And that's what, you know, tomorrow and Thursday, Friday will be a fun day. We have the holidays. We come back on the 26th, have a nice practice, and get ready to go do it all over again. This is the fun time.
It is. And I tell you, and again, finally, I guess, I mean, I pulled out the schedule here, and it's just, next week is just such a, man, those are three. I mean, it's almost as though you think Springs, and all of a sudden, oh, can't get much tougher than that. And then you got the number one team in Edgewood, and then you have Middleton, who's a terrific team.
He's played Edgewood really tough.
I mean, holy cow. I mean, you can't get excited for that. I don't know what you get excited for, do you?
Well, and it's going to be fun for our guys to have to play 3-3. We're going to have to rely on some depth there. We got to make sure that guys are ready. I think, you know, we got Ray a couple of shifts tonight on the PK. He did all right. He misfired on a clear here. But I think to get him back into it and insert him back into the lineup, I think it's going to be good for us. So we're building. We're getting better at the right time. Hopefully we're getting healthy at the right time here to start building some pieces.
Winter sports season is a long season.
Absolutely it is.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Chad.
Coach of the Wausau West Warriors, B.J. Brandt. Warriors 4-2 tonight against Chi High. Again, a little time off now until next week, next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from the Cornerstone Community Center in Ashwaubenon, the showdown in Titletown. Again, there are afternoon affairs. The first 2 days at 12:30 face-offs, 12:20 airtimes, Wednesday and Thursday against St. Mary Springs and Edgewood, and then a week from Friday at 2:30 for the face-off, 2:20 for the pregame against Middleton. Tonight, 4-2 Chi High over Wausau West. Thanks again to all of our sponsors, without whose help we could not bring you Wausau West Warrior Hockey. And thanks to you again for the patience. Really, believe me, as frustrated as you were, Troy, waiting for this game to come on the air, you were not nearly as frustrated as I was. But thanks for sticking it out. Thanks to the help from my from Chris Casper and Madison, helping us get the issues resolved and getting us on the air here tonight from Marathon Park. So we will be back tomorrow for the Big High School Sports Show from 6 till 8 p.m. So hopefully you can join me for that along with Jeff Gress. We'll be talking basketball and hockey tomorrow night for 2 hours, nothing but high school sports. And then the Wausau West boys basketball team at Wisconsin Rapids coming up on Thursday night. So we'll be on the air at 7 for that one from Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School. 4-2, Chippewa Falls over Wausau West. This has been Chad Holmes from the Marathon Park Ice Arena. Thanks for joining us for Warrior Hockey on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
This has been Wausau West Warrior High School Hockey on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Wausau West Hockey has been brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurant, Sun Printing, Graphic Packaging International, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Menke Automotive, and Shine Chiropractic.
Thanks for joining us for Wausau West Warrior Hockey on your home for Wausau West Sports, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.